Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. As you watch the unfolding events which are shaping the history of the place where you live, I'm sure you see there are things that happen apparently by accident, and there are things which happen naturally, and there are things which occur as a result of thought and planning, choices, even strategies. But they all join together to form the story of your city, don't they? So here's my question. Of those things which happen by the choice of people, especially leaders, what do you conclude about the wisdom that is being used to make those decisions which are shaping the story of your city? Have you noticed when there is a change in leadership that often a new leader makes decisions which reverse the policies or decisions of the previous leadership? That happens in politics, athletics, business, and even in churches. What do you conclude as you watch that over time? Our friend James, the half-brother of Jesus, has something to say about that, which even though written almost 2,000 years ago, seems so contemporary it could have been written today. Listen to James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast about it, or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual. It is of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. James 3:13-16. Oh my, didn't I tell you it could be on the front page of every newspaper in the world? Now, let's not pass it off as a nice few sentences. Let's learn from it, my friends. Do you see, James is describing two types of wisdom that drive human life. These two wisdoms shape our attitudes, our words, our choices and decisions, and even our relationships and the plight of our families and our communities. So look around your extended family, your city, your church. Especially, I invite you to look at the track record of leadership in every arena of life where you live. Business, healthcare, education, politics, government, religion, entertainment, etc. What type of wisdom do you see as you reflect on the story of your city? Can you clearly identify the differences between the two wisdoms James is describing here? One is reflected in a good life, deeds done in humility and wisdom. The other is rooted in bitter envy and selfish ambition. One wisdom, James says, comes down from heaven, and the other is rooted here on earth and comes from the devil. Do you remember the Apostle John wrote this? The whole world is under the control or the strong influence of the devil. You'll find that in 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. So clearly, James is drawing a wide and recognizable gap between two opposing types of wisdom. One, which honors God, is led by the Holy Spirit, is rooted in the guidelines in God's Word given to us by God for living God-honoring lives, and the other is rooted in the sinful nature we all have, the evil worldly practices, and the strong influence of the devil. Now, which wisdom do you see most affecting daily life in the community where you live, wherever you live in our world? Now, ponder deeply this statement written by James. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. James 3:16. I invite you to use that phrase like a pair of glasses and take a long, careful look at every segment of life where you live. Healthcare, at all phases, from prenatal care to end-of-life care. Education, from pre-K to graduate degrees. Business, from self-employed to little mom-and-pop shops to huge international corporations worth billions and employing hundreds of thousands of people. Entertainment of every type, including athletics, especially professional athletics, to movies and theater, to video entertainment. Government and politics at all levels, from the smallest community to the highest level of government in the most powerful nations. Religion, from individual spiritual pursuit to the biggest global organized religions with billions of followers. Now, as you look at each of those through the lenses of James's powerful statement, what do you see, my friends? And then James gives us this summary statement. Are you ready? But the wisdom that comes from heaven is, first of all, pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. James 3:17. When James says this wisdom comes down from heaven, of course, he is describing wisdom which is sourced in holy God. It is wisdom communicated to humanity by Jesus Christ, God the Son, who came down from heaven to earth to teach the truths of this wisdom and live it by example for us. It is the wisdom the Holy Spirit teaches God's people as he lives within us, guiding us in living God-honoring lives. It is wisdom that is not found any other place or acquired by any other means. It is wisdom that is radically different, in fact, totally opposite from the other wisdom James described, which is the human nature, selfish ambition, bitter envy wisdom, driving most all decisions being made in every community in the world today. Now ponder that, my friends. I invite you to an experiment today, my friends. Log on to any global news website, or if you prefer, pick up any newspaper, and scroll down the headlines, one news story at a time, looking at each news report with this one question. Which of the two wisdoms James describes is reflected in the events described by that news outlet for each event they report? Now, may I give you a few more questions to ponder as we close today? Which wisdom is most prevalent in shaping the decisions affecting the lives of the people where you live? What would be different in your city if the wisdom James describes as coming from heaven was the prevailing wisdom where you live? So I leave you today with these final thoughts, my friends. What might happen in your community if you and others like you started making all your decisions with wisdom James describes as coming down from heaven? What if you taught your children and grandchildren to recognize and turn away from any wisdom that is rooted in envy and selfish ambition? What if instead you taught them to embrace and nurture all wisdom that is pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive to God, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere? That's what King Solomon tried to do in writing his book of wisdom called Proverbs in our Bible. May I urge you to make it a habit to read and integrate into your life a few verses of proverb wisdom every day, and teach your descendants to do the same. Now, here's a song of wisdom worship to help us consider these important truths today, my friends.